Hey everyone, this is Oxygen for Leaders podcast. I'm your host, Josh Garrison. We are back with another episode today. As always, here at Oxygen for Leaders, we give you leadership principles that help you maximize your potential as a leader. I am very excited about our episode today. We are calling it Employees Over Customers. The company wins when the team wins. A global poll conducted by, we're just going to jump right into it. If you can't tell, we're just going right into it. A global poll conducted by Gallup has uncovered that out of the world's 1 billion full-time workers, only 15% of people are engaged at work. That means that an astronomical 85% of people are unhappy in their jobs. 85%. When topics such as work-life balance, employee engagement, and company culture seem to be as hot on the press as they currently are, it's almost impossible to fathom why the percentage is so high. So why is the statistic so high? 85% of people basically hate their job. And when things like company culture and employee health and all that seem to be at the forefront, we're missing the mark somewhere still. So I believe that the team wins when you take care of them. The company wins when the team wins. When you take care of the team first, the company will win. Employees over customers. So let's look at a few reasons why those stats are so high. Why do so many people hate their job? Well, a few reasons some of you might be able to identify with. The first one is the boss. A good relationship between a manager and their staff goes a long way to shaping a team into a well-oiled machine that is productive, hits targets, and most importantly, gets along nicely. This relationship has perhaps the most impact on how people feel at work. At the end of the day, if you like your manager, then you're more than likely going to enjoy being at work to some degree. But if you don't, getting up and out the door in the morning can become a chore. No one wants to spend time with someone they don't like or who doesn't like them. Least of all when that someone happens to hold some sort of authority over them. The first one is very, it's work 101. It's very simple. If you don't like your boss and your boss doesn't like you, you don't want to go to work. It's the number one reasons why people hate their jobs. They don't like their boss. They don't like their manager. A lot of times people who are in that manager position shouldn't even be in the first place, but that's for a whole another episode. That's the first reason. Second one, their colleagues. Likewise, if you don't like the people you work with, then it's likely you won't enjoy the time you spend at work. While it's true that we won't always like everyone, sometimes there are people that we just cannot get along with no matter how hard we try. So there's a few other reasons why people hate their job, but those were the top two. 85%. They don't like their boss. They don't like their colleagues. So who are the companies out there that make it work? That people actually enjoy going to work and they want to work for these companies? Well, Forbes put together a list of the top 100 companies to work for. I'm going to list a few of them that were on the top 100. One was number one. We'll go over that, and then we'll hit a few more on the top 100 and what they did. We're going to pull out a few things that they did that put them above any other company in the world. Literally, these are top 100 companies to work for. We're going to list a few and look at what they're doing that maybe you could do. And if you're not a manager or a boss and you're a colleague, maybe you can implement this in your own life at work, and maybe it'll catch on. So here's the first we're going to look at that came in number one, the top 100 list of places to work, Hilton. Hilton Hotels. CEO Chris Nassetta, who took over in 2007, has been on a mission ever since to reinvent Hilton's culture. They have 430,000 employees worldwide, pushing the company forward. So imagine trying to create a culture, change the culture of over 430,000 employees. So Chris says, it doesn't matter that we're number one, being the top place to work on Forbes' list. We're not done. Nassetta recently told Fortune, Hilton is constantly finding ways to learn and will continue to change. He says one of Nassetta's chief aims has been to improve benefits across the company's wide spectrum of employees, from housekeepers to HR managers. In the last year, Hilton has extended its parental leave policy, guaranteeing 12 weeks of paid time off for new mothers and 4 for fathers and adoptive parents. The company also partnered with the startup Milk Stork, which enables team members to easily ship or carry breast milk when traveling for work for free. 2020 will also see the continued rollout of a new employee stock purchase program at all levels of the company, regardless of position. And Hilton employees continue to enjoy a travel program that allows team members to become customers themselves at locations around the world at highly discounted rates. Chris says, we try to care for our people in the right way so they will care for our customers. Let me say that again. We try to care for our people in the right way so they will care for our customers. Nassetta says, and as a result of doing good things for our people, we are doing very well. Sure enough, through the first 3 quarters of 2019, year-end results are expected later in February. Hilton generated $7 billion in total revenues, up from $6.6 billion during the same period the year before. Company opened 470 new hotels in 2019 for a total of more than 6,100 global properties. So there's a few things in there that Chris Nassetta has done that makes Hilton the number one place for 2020 to work. I think you can tell by what I just read, he takes care of his employees. Not only does he give first-time mothers 12 weeks of paid leave off, he's going to give first-time fathers 4 weeks. If moms need to travel, they partner with a new company called Milk Stork that gets to transport their breast milk for feeding for their babies for free. Chris goes above and beyond for his employees. We're going to give a few more examples, and we're going to pick out the 3 things that you can kind of use to summarize what these companies are doing. Next, we're going to look at Publix. Publix grocery chain offers tuition reimbursements in an approved area of study to any employee performing successfully, working an average of 10 hours weekly, and with at least 6 months of continuous tenure. Information systems programmer Kelly Amig says she started at the company as a part-time cashier while in high school and then completed 4 years of college without a single student loan, thanks to the program. She says, I was able to grow personally and professionally because I stayed with Publix. So what do they do at Publix? They're investing in their employees. It's not just a place you can come and work. You come say, hey, you work for us, we're going to invest in you. We're going to invest in your education. We're going to invest in your future. Let's look at 2 more, then we're going to pick out the things overall that we can learn from these companies. Next one is Cisco. Cisco's inventions extend well beyond its popular network gear. When employees add a baby to the family, the decision about how much paid time off they receive is based on whether they are the main or the supporting parent caregiver, not their gender. And new grandparents, get up to 3 days off to help out too. In addition to extend coverage of psychologists and counselors, Cisco's offers free depression and anxiety screening, meditation, and yoga classes at on-campus centers. Cisco goes way out to take care of their employees. That quote came from one of their employees. They go way out to take care of one of their employees. Cisco's also looking out for the mental health of their employees. In a world today where our demands are so high, they're looking out for even the mental health of their employees. Last illustration I want to look at is a company called Ultimate Software. Celebrating its 9th consecutive year on the list, the cloud HR software company made headlines last May after going private in an $11 billion deal. At Ultimate, along with fully paid healthcare premiums and unlimited paid time off, employees lauded the culture of thanks. with top execs surprising ulti peeps, that's what they call them, with office gifts like fresh flowers. When it comes to travel, any employee can go on a learning development trip, and company-paid getaways to spots such as the Bahamas are open to a wide range of employees who meet goals, not just blockbuster salespeople. So this company gives incentives. You don't have to be a blockbuster salesperson or at the top of the food chain to get these benefits. They're rewarding the work of even the lower level people with trips to places like the Bahamas. It says they have a culture of thanks. So these four companies were on the top 100 list of places to work for 2020. So here's a few things that these companies did that put their employees over the customers. When the employees win, when the company wins, when the team wins, I keep getting my own phrase mixed up. When the company wins, then the team wins. The company wins when the team wins. So it's putting the employees over the customers. And by doing that, the customers keep coming. The customers will keep being added. The customers will grow. Why? Because your employees are excited to be there. The company wins when the team wins. I think I finally got it right for the first time. So let's look at a few things that these companies are doing that's putting them above everyone else. The first one is this. Here's three ways to win with your employees or even win with your colleagues. Number one, value them. These companies all had one thing in common. They valued their employees. They valued them from Hilton to Publix to Ultimate Software and Cisco. They all valued their employees. If there were moms who were pregnant or had their baby, give them extended time and paid time off. Even fathers, even if you were the main breadwinner for the family, regardless, at one company, I believe it was Cisco, is you got, even if you were the husband who worked at Cisco and your wife just had a baby, you're the main breadwinner, guess what? You get paid time off as well. Grandparents got a few days off as well to help. It's showing your employees, hey, I value you. I know you have a life away from work. I want you to love what you do, so I'm going to help you out. They value their employees. Number two, as I said earlier, they invest in their employees. Look at Publix. They offer tuition reimbursement in an approved area of study to their employees. So they're saying, hey, if you come work for us, we're going to help you out with college. Well, who wouldn't want to stay at their job at Publix when they're investing in your future? They value people, their employees. They invest in their employees. Like Ultimate Software, they do learning development trips. They do personal growth that they pay for. They want you to grow as a person, because if you grow as a person, the company is going to grow. They value their employees. They invest in their employees. These top companies also, they listen to their employees. These top companies have a culture of creativity. You can come with ideas. You can come with suggestions. I feel like we've all worked for companies where your ideas are going to get shot down. It's the boss's way or the highway. Not at these. These places are the top worked for or sought after jobs for a reason. You can be creative. You can add value to the table and put your ideas out there. These companies value their employees. They invest in their employees. They listen to their employees. And most importantly, and we saw this with Chris Nassetta at Hilton, they cast vision and they create culture. It doesn't matter if you are selling paper, shout out to The Office, here at Dunder Mifflin, selling paper, or your fast food restaurant, whatever you're doing, a great leader will cast vision and put a purpose behind what you're doing. I know from me, personal experience, I worked for Chick-fil-A. Now, there's thousands of Chick-fil-A's. But the one I worked at, our manager or our owner-operator did a fantastic job of saying, hey, We don't want to just be another Chick-fil-A. We want to be the best Chick-fil-A. We want to give people the best customer service. We want to give them the best food. We want to give them type of excellence that down the road, yeah, every Chick-fil-A has a high standard. We want to exceed those. We want to be the best, and I can't do it without you. I need you. I can't do it without you. I value you. I'm going to help you, your leadership-wise, whatever you need. He said that to us. And just hearing that, like, wow, our owner-operator needs us. He values us, and he wants to be the best. We're not just serving chicken. We want to be the best at what we do. And it gave us a sense of purpose. Like, okay, yeah, I want to be the best. I want to be the best Chick-fil-A that does this. Let's do it. So they value, they invest, they listen, they cast the vision, and they create culture. You create the culture by being the culture. Like, you can't create what you're not doing. So if you're the leader, if you're in management, if you're the boss, and you want a culture of excitement and fun and creativity, you can't create that unless you are those things. That's why it's so that much more important as us as leaders. If we are going to create the culture, we have to be the culture. If you want a culture of where it's fun to come to work, guess what? You have to be a fun person. You can still get things done and tell people, give them the orders and tell people what to do by also valuing them, being fun, making it fun, putting purpose behind it, being enjoyable to work for. Those are four things, I believe, just from the facts from these companies, of ways that you can win with your employees. We want to value them. I want to invest in them. I want to listen to them. Let them be heard. Your way is not always the best way. Craig Groeschel says it on his leadership podcast. People would all rather follow a leader who's true to themselves than one that's always right. Value, invest, listen, and cast the vision and create culture. And you create the culture by being the culture. I'm going to say this again, and this time I'm going to say it right. The company wins when the team wins. Value your employees over your customers. And by doing that, your customers will continue to grow. Your business will grow because you will have employees who enjoy coming to work. It's your employees that interact with the customers way more than you will. If you're the boss, your employees are interacting. If you want happy customers, make happy employees. Value them, invest in them, listen to them, cast a vision, and create the culture by being the culture. Thank you so much for tuning in on this episode. We have new episodes every Wednesday. Thank you so much. This is Oxygen for Leaders podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at Oxygen for Leaders. And of course, you can listen to this podcast anywhere podcast are played. Thank you so much. I'm Josh Garrison. Until next time.